Hello, my name is Jill Taylor, ECM Program Manager, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast, Information Archiving Challenges and Solutions. Today's podcast will be a conversation between Craig Butler, IBM Business Line Executive for Archive Storage, and Maria Huntalis, Tivoli Senior Marketing Manager. Welcome, Craig and Maria.
Thanks, Jill.
Maria, I'll turn the podcast over to you.
Great. Thanks, Jill. Craig, can you tell us a little bit about what is archiving and what are the specific benefits of implementing an archiving solution?
Right. Let's start by noting what I mean by archiving. Removing files or data from the production path, fixing their content, and setting them aside so they can't be changed. They're protected. At the same time, we index them so we can find them later. Many people call this active archiving. And if you do that, you can reduce the amount of storage needed and get a handle on the growth of your storage capacity. You can reduce the risk and liability for not being able to produce information. You can retrieve content in a timely way for a business, regulatory, or a legal purpose. And or you can create a new service for your customer based on the archive data. For example, we had an independent analysis showing that by disposing of unneeded content based on business value and retention rules, a typical customer could achieve a 3-year savings of $15.9 million. Another example, by quickly and efficiently responding to legal discovery requests, it was estimated a customer could experience a 25 to 40% cost reduction over a 3-year time period. I was visiting another customer this week who told me they achieved a 60% reduction in the number of just office files that they had to keep by implementing files-based archiving.
Wow, thanks, Craig. Those are really some significant numbers. What are the challenges organizations face when implementing an archiving solution?
Well, I'd say the first one is just getting started, deciding what to archive, picking a starting place. These organizations typically know they need to start archiving their emails or archiving files and getting a handle on their growth rate or their storage capacity. But just getting started, bringing not only the data center but the owners of applications together, can be an issue for them. The next one is kind of integrating the overall solution because it usually involves multiple hardware and software components. They sometimes find, after they've put up their first system, that the requirements are not completely met by existing standalone archiving solutions. And finally, some of the solutions out there are inflexible. They don't meet the organization's multiple requirements. And they often find, like the customer I visited earlier this week, that their initial solution cannot be expanded due to unexpected new requirements.
What's IBM doing to help organizations address these types of challenges?
Right. One thing we're doing is to deliver a bundle called the IBM Information Archive for email files in eDiscovery. This is a solution bundle that helps simplify and accelerate the implementation of an end-to-end email and or file system and eDiscovery solution. It's part of our broader IBM archive strategy, and it includes hardware, software, and services. It's all pre-configured for quick deployment. And with this type of pre-configured solution, we can significantly increase the success of information archiving projects because we've pre-integrated all the components together, and it provides that starting point I was talking about. It provides a solution for the two most common types of data nearly every organization needs to archive, email, and then related files like attachments and loose files like office files.
That sounds really interesting, Craig. Can you tell us a little bit more about the solution bundle?
Okay. IBM Information Archive for email files and eDiscovery comes pre-installed and pre-configured. The archiving software is pre-installed and pre-configured to expedite the implementation period and optimize time to value. It includes best practice implementation services on-site, properly and efficiently configured into the production environment. It includes hardware we've already sized to ensure the software and hardware perform adequately for up to 1,400 users. 1,400 users is the top of 4 standard levels we have for the bundle. It comes pre-tested. We've assembled this and tested it. It ensures the solution will simply work and reduces the project risks associated with interoperability issues that are more typical of situations where you've got to integrate it on the floor in the data center. It's an expandable solution, so it can meet future requirements. The bundle can be expanded to add additional functionality in the form of data types, more users, more storage capacity, And for example, you can use the same bundle and add archiving for SharePoint or Lotus Quicker or databases or other information types. Additionally, the base solution can be expanded to archive more than email and file system content. It uses Content Collector as the archiving engine. And this engine has a modular architecture. It enables it to use the same core archiving engine for multiple sources of data through the use of multiple source connectors. You have a source connector per data type you use. So two of these source connectors are in the bundle, the one for the email archiving and the one for file servers. But there are others available, Microsoft SharePoint, Lotus Quicker, SAP, Optum Database, and Instant Messaging Systems are just some of them. Besides being able to handle other information types, this solution can also be enhanced to include advanced content classification and records management capabilities. So it's flexible. It's not as rigid as an email archiving appliance. It can grow or be expanded as business needs change. And last but not least, it can also expand in terms of storage capacity. It comes with a minimum of 8 terabytes of raw storage, and more storage can be added seamlessly as the need arises.
Thanks, Craig. So we've also been hearing a lot about electronic discovery. Can you tell us more about that part of your solution?
Sure. Unfortunately, litigation frequency is rising. There doesn't seem to be any change in that coming. More disputes are expected to occur. There's a tremendous need to have access to and review critical information that could be requested by a court of law in the case of a lawsuit. And what e-discovery is the process of finding that information under what's known as the discovery process. The way we do it in this bundle is we provide, first of all, software for emails and files archiving that collects this information into a software repository and then stores it on an information archive for long-term retention. That software can be set up to provide a retention length for the data. Typically for emails, that might be 3 years. When you have a standard policy like that and you can show that you are following it to a court, you're in a much more defensible position. The court will typically not ask you to produce other information than what is in your email archive system because you have standard policies and you're demonstrating you're following them. The second thing is the bundle has the eDiscovery Manager and the eDiscovery Analyzer. And these are used to set up and then analyze specific searches through the content that's been collected. And that is how you, in fact, find the answers that you need to turn over to the other party, as well as analyze your own risk and exposure to a lawsuit or lawsuits that you anticipate might happen in the future. So eDiscovery is not only about defending against a current problem, but setting up and getting more ready or things that are likely to occur in the future.
Those are great examples and great points, Craig. Thanks. What are the next steps someone can take to learn more?
Start by contacting your IBM rep and visit the IBM Smart Archive Strategy page on IBM.com. If you Google Smart Archive Strategy, it will be at the top of the list.
Great. Thanks, Craig. So to wrap up here, what are some key messages you'd like to leave us with today?
IBM Information Archive for Email Files and eDiscovery is a solution bundle that helps you to reduce the inefficiencies associated with keeping everything forever, control runaway storage costs caused by the growing volumes of email and file system content, archive and retain content to meet compliance requirements, analyze and use that retained content to protect yourself against future lawsuits and answer discovery requests from courts, decrease the cost and risk of resulting from an inability to produce critical information under difficult, typically very short-term scenarios. Simplify and accelerate the implementation of an end-to-end archive and e-discovery solution from weeks to days. It's designed to help organizations with up to 1,400 users implement an end-to-end archiving and e-discovery solution. But I should point out that if there's a need for more than 1,400 users, the solution can be expanded. It would just need to be provided in a more customized way. It includes the IBM Content Collector Discovery Analytics Starter Pack, the Information Archive, and the System X servers, everything you need, already sized and configured for the specific workload.
Great. Thanks so much, Craig.
Thanks for having me.